Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 23rd of October of the year 2020. On this date in 1668, the Jews of Barbados were forbidden to engage in retail trade. And in 1679, the meal tub plot occurred against James, Duke of York, soon to be James II of England. Poor James and his sad, sad meal tub. Your guest today on the podcast is celebrity guru and fashion icon, as well as dick deflector, Tiff Stevenson. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, and thank you for recognising me for the triple threat that I am.
You are so threatening.
It's a weird word, isn't it, when they say a triple threat? It is weird. You could say triple talent, but no, triple threat. I am going to cut you with my ice skates.
Yeah.
I am going to sing so hard that you'll be frightened.
I'm a triple threat in that I bring a knife to a gunfight, but also a gun to a gunfight and a bazooka to a gunfight.
I can imagine you with a bazooka on your shoulder. That should be one of your show posters.
It should be.
What would the title for that be?
Fraser's Set to Stun.
Oh, yes. Oh, suitably punny.
Oof. Today, you'll be bringing us all the latest in Supreme Court news, supremely full of justice as you are. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. Queen of the North Northwest Upper Quadrant Tribe of New Zealand has been accused of releasing 100,000 eggs during a brief pause in a business Zoom call earlier today. The octopus people of New Zealand were in merger discussions with Sony to expand their national-international Tentacle Time broadcast into audio and podcasting mediums. You're aware of the Tentacle Time podcast, the hour of broadcast from New Zealand that everyone watches but ends up in a fugue state and can't remember what they saw, Tiff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know all about that.
Yeah, so they were intending to expand into podcasting when the incident occurred. Commentators and pundits are as yet uncertain how horrified they should be about the laying of 100,000 eggs during a business meeting, or whether this is a normal and acceptable thing that octopus people do during breaks in business, in the same way as human men might masturbate during a brief pause in conversation.
Or any Zoom meeting.
Meanwhile, Bob the Sentient Trash Island draws ahead in the polls once again, as people who were planning to vote for Trump because he says what he means have realised that they spent all the time since electing Trump explaining what he meant by what he said, and that he didn't mean what he said, and that what he actually meant was something completely different from what he said. Scientists and economists predict a 40% uptick in economic activity if Trump loses, in the hope that people can stop talking about him and actually get on with life. Meanwhile, archaeologists have found a 2,000-year-old etching of a cat on a hillside in Peru, proving that the human obsession with the borderline parasitic furry little maniacs wasn't just an Egypt and the internet phenomenon. Also, despite being incredibly culturally valuable, historians and archaeologists have suggested that this picture of a cat on a hillside, what it looks like is actually a really shit drawing of a cat. Have you seen this picture, Tiff?
No, I haven't.
Seriously, it looks like a four-year-old got high on corn syrup and tried to draw a princess. I guess it's true what they say. Money can buy you a hillside, but it can't buy you the ability to draw a good cat.
I like the hillside drawing of the man with a big dick. That's been a long-time favourite of mine.
I mean, that is another classic. Cats and dicks, what the internet and hillsides were made for. That's all the time we have for the headlines we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because you can't be what you can't buy. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Christopher Nolan Tries Comedy, the Christmas album of the summer if you're in Australia, with such inception jokes as, why did the chicken cross the road? It didn't, but it's about to, because it knows it will have and it must fulfill its destiny, lest it not change the future and end up never having existed. Why did the chicken cross the road? To make you ask yourself this very question. The chicken is playing 3D chess and you've just been played for a fool. And why did the chicken cross the time stream? To communicate half a glass of water to its aging daughter on the other side. And if you're a student facing exams and don't have the courage to discover your own intellectual limitations, try the Shakespeare 5000 PlagiarX, the plagiarism software that will take an existing work and change all of the words of it at random according to an algorithm based on infinite monkeys until it turns out the complete works of Shakespeare every time. English exam? Try handing in the complete works of Shakespeare. History? Complete works of Shakespeare. Philosophy? Complete works of Shakespeare. Home economics? If the question is, what knits up the raveled sleeve of care? The complete works of Shakespeare. The Shakespeare 5000 PlagiarX. To be or B plus? That is the question.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Last Post.
And that is all the time we have for the ad section, because now it's time for our top story. Top story today. Tiff Stevenson, you're bringing us all the latest in Supreme Court news. That's either Supreme news about any court or news about the Supreme Court. What's happening in the world of either of those things right now?
Supreme Court is, I like to imagine, where Diana Ross, Florence Ballard and Mary Wilson sing about court cases. That's what it would be in my ideal world, which would be far nicer than what's currently happening, which was the recent confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett taking over Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat. Now, what was beautiful about this is that when Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away, lots of pro-lifers came on, crowed about it and chanted, fill her seat, which is amazing, isn't it? How much pro-lifers can celebrate death. But she's been confirmed. She's been confirmed. Now, a couple of things. Amy Coney Barrett, she has five kids. Her middle name is Coney. So is it crass to say her and her husband are at it like rabbits? It might be. It might be crass to say that.
Yes, it is crass.
It is crass. However, you know, maybe she wants loads of kids and that is her choice. And who would I be to take that away from her, Alice? So she's been confirmed because, you know, the Republicans are like, we won't wear masks. I need a haircut because it's unconstitutional to tell individuals what to do with their bodies. Also, Republicans, women do not deserve bodily autonomy. So now that she's been confirmed, I think there's going to be more rollback than an uncircumcised dick. We don't have to say family show.
No, we don't. I just think a reversible vasectomy for all teenage boys, and then you have to apply for a license to have a child if you're a man. That's what I think.
Well, if you think about it in scientific or statistic terms, actually, it's men that are the problem because they can get thousands and thousands of women pregnant. We can only have like one baby a year or something during our fecund era. So it's actually men.
Fecund era
is probably the... Yes.
I like dividing up a woman's life into different eras. Yes.
Our fecund era. I like that. That should be like, you know, like we have period dramas. I mean, that's called period. Why can't we have fecund era?
My eras are going to be maiden, mother and chrome, where I'll just be like a bright silver robot old lady. That's my plan. I've never worried about aging. I've got cheekbones and a personality. I'll be fine.
Will you upload your consciousness to some giant bot like iCloud? That would be great.
Nope, I'm just going to dip myself in alfoil. Sex it up.
So I know that you're religious, so you'll be keen to know that Amy Coney Barrett comes from a religious group. She's a member of the People of Praise group, and they are a Catholic group, which means like 75% Catholic. Now, the Supreme Court is 75% Catholic, but they're like, her religion won't interfere. If you don't know the People of Praise, there was an actual Snopes article about whether or not they inspired The Handmaid's Tale, which is hilarious because there's so much happening now in this kind of sort of modern dystopia that everyone's like, is this what Margaret Atwood, like, is this group what she based her book on? And it's not. That's another group. I think they might be called People of God. You can check that anyway. But they did have someone called a handmaid within the group, which is terrifying enough. We're in a sort of a position now where over the next few months, you know, the Supreme Court are very much probably going to try and roll back stuff like equal marriage, which, by the way, when equal marriage was first brought up in America, it was referred to on the news. I heard it. I was in America when they announced it. The female news anchor said, today is a historic day. All across the United States of America, men are marrying men. Even equality is not equal. The women were just forgotten about. So they're worried they're going to roll back the equal marriage and Roe versus Wade, you know, which is believed by most Republicans to be a tennis match. So Amy Coney Barrett has voted to uphold laws that are quite draconian. There's one where that forces women who've had an abortion to bury the fetus. And she also voted on a ruling after a 19-year-old pregnant prison inmate was repeatedly raped by a prison guard. Amy Coney Barrett ruled that the county responsible for the prison could not be held liable because the sexual assaults fell outside of the guard's official duties.
What?
That's what it says in the statement. Her judgment demonstrates a level of unconscionable cruelty that has no place on the High Court. Fell outside of the guard's official duties, like that was supposed to be in there, raping the inmates. That's on your list of... No, it falls outside of his official duties, so the county's not responsible.
He was doing it in his leisure time, Tiff. Give a man a break. It's like taking a quickie in a Zoom call.
Yeah, yeah. It's High Court Cruella de Vil. That's what I'm going to start calling her. And then also, you know, sort of how the Republicans have responded by saying all these feminists attacking a woman in power. And you're like, no, feminism is about holding women accountable. So let's try our best to do that. You know, it's about pushing for equality of opportunity. But, you know, that isn't even equal opportunity. That's someone who Trump has very much forced through against Ruth Bader Ginsburg's wishes and against their own policy when the same thing happened in the lead up to the Obama election. So, you know, very much just saying one thing, doing another.
Your letters to the editor right now. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And this letter comes in from Rod, who says, Dear Alice and today's illustrious guest. That's you today, Tiff.
I am illustrious.
I'm sure that he is a fine, upstanding person, but I can't help wondering how many heads would Ped Hunter hunt if Ped Hunter did hunt heads? Yours inquisitively, Rod. Rod, this is an incredibly stupid letter. You do not tempt the iron fist of Ped Hunter, even in the best of circumstances. He's a sinister figure. We try not to get on the wrong side of him. He's there to, as the shadow to the light that is Christopher D. Skinner. And I, for one, would not have sent an email in a way that he could track, because, ooh boy, can he track you. That's all the time we have for your letters to the editor, and that's all the time we have for the show today. You've been listening to The Last Post. Thank you for listening. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Your guest today on the podcast was the wonderful Tiff Stevenson. Tiff, have you got anything to plug?
I've got a special on Vimeo. Download that. Pay £5 of some money. I don't know what currency, but I'm sure if you pay five of it, unless it's like Zimbabwean dollars, you'll get it. So get the special.
I mean, Tiff is so much better at comedy than she is at plugging her special. You would be astonished. If you enjoy our podcast, please do share it with your friends. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Don't worry, Tiff, I script mine. And if you can't get enough of me or feel a strong desire to support me directly, sign up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life and downloads of all of my stand-up specials. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sub-producer, the iron fist inside his velvet glove, is the inimitable Ped Hunter. Good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.